Yeah, man. Let's go to JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Chinese economy very much in our radar at the moment, given where the Prime Minister's been for 24 hours. But it's you can call off the recession. There's some life there yet.
Yeah, we hope so. And this is the big issues, and we talk about this a lot, don't we, Mike? That everyone's grappling with at the moment. This is the extent of the global growth slowdown, and it's not just restricted to a single area. I mean, you know, we're going to talk about China, but there's another concern is Europe, and the issue, of course, in Europe is the European Central Bank is throwing the kitchen sink at the European economy in terms of monetary policy, and they don't have a whole lot more cards up their sleeve. But there's China as well. Now, China has very much been the engine of global growth, you know, for quite some time now. You know, it just keeps churning out 7% growth. Of course, the thing is, Mike, when you compound up that growth, when you've got an economy growing by that amount, just the actual compound nature, it means that, you know, you get 5 or 6 years into it, and the actual size of the economy is so much larger, so the size of the growth is so much larger that it's been a pretty significant factor in terms of global growth. But they're slowing. The economy is slowing. Now, Chinese authorities have been providing stimulus, and we really don't know yet the effect of the trade standoff. So a lot of concern about the strength of the underlying Chinese economy. So we look at indicators, or I like indicators, sort of forward-looking indicators. Now, they've got this Purchasing Managers Index. Now, the official data was released over the weekend, and yes, the Chinese release economic data over the weekend. Anyway, the official Purchasing Managers Index rose to 50.5 in March from February's figure of 49.2. Now, that was a three-year low. So we've now seen the first expansion in 4 months. Yesterday, however, we got private, non-government data, and the market likes to see this private data to sort of back up and to sort of validate the government data. So we got the Caixin Market Manufacturing Purchase Manager Index. That expanded, that was released yesterday, expanded at the strongest pace in 8 months in March. So it rose from 50.8 from 49.9, so both results above that 50 into the expansion mode, both better than expectations. Saw a nice little lift in the Chinese share market. The Australasian currencies, they popped higher as well. That's given European and US share markets a bit of a lift. And then we actually had an ISM, the Institute of Supply Management, the manufacturing data in the US as well. That was a little bit higher. So just a little bit of relief in terms of what's happening.
Mentioned Morrison and Budget Day in Australia, of course, and he's got a reasonable economy, but what he's also got is a real headache in the housing market, which leads to sentiment, of course. What are the numbers?
Oh, 100%, and this is not so happy. So nice things happening in China, but Australian house price data released yesterday. This is the CoreLogic data for March, and house prices just keep falling, albeit though at a slower pace. But Melbourne house prices now, Michael, they're the falls that we've seen now worse than what they saw in the 89-91 recession when dwelling values fell 10%. Now, for the month, Sydney continued to lead the falls, down 0.9% for the month. Melbourne pretty much the same, 0.8%. But if we go back to the peak, the Sydney peak was in July 2017. Prices now down 13.9% from that peak. And as I always point out, Mike, that's an average. So some suburbs will be significantly worse than that. Melbourne peak was November 2017. Prices now down just under 11%. Nationally, prices down 7.4%. But the AFR, Mike, ran an article yesterday about a house for sale in Melbourne. It was appraised 2 years ago at $4.5 million, sold in the last couple of weeks at $3.5 million. So that gives you the idea of what an effect that has on people's, how they feel about their wealth. Now, will we get the contagion effect into New Zealand? Well, the ASB, I think, did some study. They found a link between Sydney and Auckland. There are significant differences, yep, though. Exactly. There was a lot of apartments in Sydney, Melbourne, but remember, China and Australia, my biggest trading partners, what happens in those places is important for us.
Good on you, mate. What are the numbers for this Tuesday morning?
On fire, green numbers everywhere, 26,000, so over 26,000, 26,180 on the Dow Jones, up 250 points. Boom! 0.96% gain there. S&P 500, 2859, up 27, and the NASDAQ up at 77 points at 7806. Not so happy lift. It's below its IPO price. Gee, there's a surprise. The FTSE 100, 7317, up 38. The Nikkei, 21509, up 303. The Shanghai Composite, up 2.6%, 80 points, 3170. The ASX 200, 6216, up 36 points. We gained 9 points yesterday on the NZX 59853. On the currencies, 0.6805 US, 0.9573 Aussie, 0.6070 Euro, 0.5186 pounds, 75.82 yen. Gold trading at $1,289.51. Brent crude, a little stronger, up $1.22, $68.80.
You have the most splendid of Tuesdays, and we'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.